welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch, and each week on the show, no matter how many messages have been wiped from Secret Service, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, what we like to call a tiny victory.
I really got you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about a New Jersey City Council lady hitting bikers. And I'll stop worrying about Dev Patel having to break up a knife fight. What's going on?
I know. And I'm going to stop worrying about how many election deniers are winning elections, because that doesn't make sense. How can you deny one election and then say you won your election? Okay, anyway.
And now let's get tiny.
Yes. Coming up on the show, the mighty power of twice.
Plus, happy news, we got another sad song.
Ooh. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lumi Labs.
Lumi Labs.
Yes. You know, microdosing is very much in the news. It seems like everyone is doing it. Michael Pollan has even made a film about
helping a lot of people.
Yes. Microdosing and psychedelics and all those things. And Microdose Gummies by Lumi Labs are my particular little thing that I use. People use them to inspire creativity, for anxiety, for just having a good time, just a little bit of THC. And I use them to help me go to sleep. I take like a half a gummy at night. It's fantastic.
Nice.
I found it really helpful.
Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, you just go to microdose.com, use code TINY, and you'll get free shipping plus 30% off your first order. Mm-hmm. And links can be found in the show description. But again, easy to remember, microdose.com, code TINY.
Okay. I hope I have intrigued you with the mighty power of twice, Laura.
Yes. I'm assuming we're going to talk about baked potatoes.
Oh, no, oh, but we could.
The twice baked potatoes,
okay,
though, right? It's fluffy.
Nothing wrong with that.
No,
nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
that's not what I'm talking about.
Twice can be good.
I'm going to talk about poetry.
Okay, that's a zag.
That is a zag. Okay, so and it's really a zag for me because I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I have a fear of poetry.
A fear?
Yes. I like am afeared.
Like that
of
it's
poetry.
Coming in your window?
Yes.
It's poetry.
Yes.
Get the bat.
Well, the thing is like I had a very scarring experience with poetry in high school.
So I've known you a long time. This has never come up.
Okay.
You have been injured by
injured
poetry itself.
By fault, poetry that hit me. Yes.
Okay.
So let me just put it in context. So like, okay, I was that like morose teenager.
Yeah.
I know, it's a surprise, right? And I
bookish?
Yeah, bookish,
okay,
morose. And I liked Wallace Stevens and John Berryman. All of these people ended poorly. But I did have this like thing for morose poetry.
Okay.
And that was not the bad experience. The bad experience came from being assaulted by my own terrible poetry.
Oh, your poetry.
Yes.
I see. So when you got in the ring with poetry,
I got in the ring.
You didn't do well.
Oh my gosh. So I was on the staff of our literary magazine.
Oh, of course.
And yes, which is the only.
Was it a staff of one?
No, but they just tolerated me because I wrote terrible, overwrought, sappy, self-involved.
What,
so
in your defense,
awful.
What else is a teenage girl going to write? No offense, teenage girls.
Well,
but I mean,
it was so awful that I just.
That's just who we are at that junior high. Like,
yeah, but others did a little bit better than me.
Mine
all
would have been
say.
Like, Steve, when will you call me? Steve,
no.
I'm sitting by the phone. You know that I'm home.
Mine was even worse because mine was about like how self-important I was. It wasn't even about Steve. In my own mind, you know, of like I am like destined.
Oh, like
for...
no one has had these thoughts before.
Yes. And then seeing it in print was the shock that made me go like, oh my God, I'm terrible.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
that's not a reaction a lot of people have. They're like, oh, I'm even better than I thought. No. But you were like, oh,
it was like a cold dip after the hot sauna. Like shocking, stunning.
This is a violent wake-up call. It was terrible. To see this in print.
So, needless to say, whenever anyone says like, oh, poetry, I want to read you a poem, I'm like, oh, God, I don't know if I can handle this.
Yeah,
like, I have like a very scared thing.
I get it.
So, cut to, I started taking this meditation class online. Mm-hmm. It's a Zen meditation mindfulness class. Mm-hmm. So, my first class, Rich Panico. Well, this is what is amazing is that he leads two meditations, and in between, he said, I'm going to read a poem now. And I thought, oh my God.
You've been tricked.
But I was so relaxed from the first meditation. I was like I was like there. And now I got hooked on this. But it's a very particular thing that he does that has made me change my frame of mind. So he reads poems, short poems by like Billy Collins or Mary Oliver. Mm, and
I love her.
What he does is he reads them twice.
Okay.
And what this does is it sort of primes you to listen in a frame of mind where you can be open. Like when it first starts, I'm usually like, oh God, I hope it's not bad.
Yeah, where's this going?
I just a little bit of nervousness of, is it going to be corny? Yeah. Is it going to be inspirational?
Is he going to snap?
Is it, is it going to be this kind of thing? But so I listen and I'm always a little nervous the first time. And the second time, I know what's coming, and I'm able to relax into it, and it has totally changed my experience of poetry. And
that's fantastic.
And I've got a little recording I want to play now. This is a Thich Nhat Hanh poem, and it's like 3 minutes long, so we're going to play just a little bit of it twice.
They don't publish the good news. The good news is published by us. By us. We have a special edition. Every moment, and we need you to read it. The good news is that you are alive, and the linden tree is still there, standing firm in the harsh of winter. The good news is that you have wonderful eyes to touch the blue sky. The good news is that your child is there before you, and your arms are available. The good news is that hugging is possible. They only print what is wrong. Look at each of our special editions. We always offer the things that are not wrong. We want you to benefit from them and help protect them.
Okay, let's listen to that again.
They don't publish the good news. The good news is published by us. By us. We have a special edition every moment, and we need you to read it. The good news is that you are alive. And the linden tree is still there, standing firm in the harsh of winter. The good news is that you have wonderful eyes to touch the blue sky. The good news is that your child is there before you and your arms are available. The good news is that hugging is possible. They only print what is wrong. Look at each of our special editions. We always offer the things that are not wrong. We want you to benefit from them and help protect them.
How was that for you the second time? Did you have a similar experience that you have in class? Or?
Well, no, I close my eyes and I know the linden tree is coming. And I just, there's something about the fact that I know what's coming in a way that I'm primed for it. It's sort of like listening to a song that you already know.
Mm-hmm.
I like listening to songs twice. Okay, I am a little OCD. Perhaps I should mention
that's great because my experience
and I like that you shared
because it's, I've not heard people talk about this. Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting to put that forth. I really liked it the first time and then I was a little bored the second time. So that was my experience, but not bored like what are we doing? But I was just like,
it's completely valid.
I heard a few different things. Like I was like, I didn't notice a child the first time, and you know, there were those things. But I also know what you're talking about in the sense of, I guess how it hits me is, I don't think I like poetry, but there's an astrologer friend of mine posts things every day on Instagram, Heidi Rose Robbins, and she's great. And every now and then, and she's also a poet, every now and then she'll post one of hers or someone else's poems. And it's on Instagram, right? So you don't have to do this. But she goes, read it out loud with me, won't you? And I'm like, what? That's dumb. Okay. And I'll read it and I'll get almost nothing. I'll go, oh, yeah, something, something tree or whatever. When I stop and I read the words out loud and I let the poem come through me and vocalize, I sometimes will just start crying. Like, it's powerful. So that's what I took from this, of what you're saying. Like, it's gets in you.
Someone
in a powerful way.
Reading it out loud to you. Yeah, I think that there's something about that. And it's sort of like a, it's a reasonable amount of thing to be read to out loud.
Yeah.
For me, though, I'm really curious, and listeners, I wonder what reaction you'll have when you hear that. And you can hear the whole poem by looking for Thich Nhat Hanh. And if you're interested in meditation and poetry, come join me and Rich Panico. But I'm really curious as to how other people will hear it. Because for me, what happens is the second time I close my eyes and I relax into it because I sort of know what's coming. And I assume people have different reactions.
Yeah,
so
let us know.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you guys think. We're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on Maximum Fun. When we come back, we're going to take it sad.
In a good way.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ella McLeod.
And I'm Alexis B. Preston.
And we host a show called Comfort Creatures, the show for every animal lover, be it a creature of scales, six legs, fur, feathers, or fiction. Comfort Creatures is a show for people who prefer their friends to have paws instead of hands.
Unless they are raccoon hands, that is okay.
That is absolutely okay, yeah.
Yes. Every Thursday, we will be talking to guests about their pets, learning about pets in history, art, and even fiction. Plus, we'll discover differences between pet ownership across the pond. It's going to be a hoot on Maximum Fun.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
I'm Laura House. So when we were on vacation, we re-aired a couple of our favorite episodes. Mm-hmm. And one was about sad songs that really endures. When people find it, they love to send in a sad song. So we have another listener who sent in a sad song, and let's take a listen.
Great.
In y'all's last episode, you had asked us to call in with any more sad song Tiny Victories. And my last two major breakups each had a sad song that was just kind of my sob song afterwards. So my last one, my ex and I broke up maybe a week after the 10-minute All Too Well Taylor Swift version came out. Absolutely earth-shattering. Anytime I needed a cry, it was there for me. And before that, the song was called Hard Drugs by a band called Susto. And I will never forget being in high school, sitting in the hallway during my study hour, and just listening to this album that I hadn't heard before that showed up on my Spotify suggestion. But the song Hard Drugs, I don't know, it makes me smile and cry because it got me through such a hard time. It's such beautiful storytelling. And, there's something great about something so sad sounding so beautiful and having such a compelling story to it.
Well, I don't care who's asking, you can tell them the truth. I've had a hard time living and I know you had a hard time too. And if you want to know who loves you, you can start right here. But don't come home, just leave.
This call is, I feel like it was you back in time as a teen calling the show. It was so, I love it. I know that age.
Oh gosh.
Those breakups are the worst. Also, but today, we have Taylor Swift. Olivia Rodrigo yes. hits versions of breakups in her songs that are next level to me. And in my day, it was yeah. the Morrissey and The Cure. And
oh,
the, we had
yes,
all kinds of
yes.
Sad songs.
You know what makes me think about it? The song, It's a Crowded House. Hey now, hey now.
Oh, don't dream, it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
that
actually, off Crowded House, say your age without saying your age, whenever I fall at your feet. Ooh, oh, I would sing yeah. that and cry. And I don't know whose feet I was falling at that week, but somebody's.
I'm so
feet,
jealous.
I'm that... falling. I'm crying.
I know. I'm just.
They captured it so well of it's beautiful and story. And it's a good cry. I need to get this out of me. And this song mm-hmm. is helping. And I feel connected and understood.
I'm just so jealous that there's algorithms in Spotify. You know, we didn't have that. I had albums and then, of course, 8 tracks in high school. 8-track tapes. Oh, my God.
I had that too. I had that a little. Our Spotify, though, was like our friends going, have you heard this song?
Yes.
Like that was our Spotify. It was just yeah. friends going, oh, did you hear this thing? Oh, man.
All right. Oh, thank you so much for calling in with a sad song. I just love that. That's it for this week's show. Thank you to Rich Panico. And his website is his name, Rich Panico, Explorations in Mindfulness and Art.
Yes, and thanks to our caller and to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episode sharing listener victories. Please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record a Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
If you have a comment or a suggestion about this week's or any of our shows, please tell us about it. Call or email or reach out on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle for both platforms is @GetTinyPod.
And to help us get the word out about the show, tell your friends, family, or anyone you meet who you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It really helps.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher, and our editor is Christian Duenas.
We'll see you next week. And in the meantime, may you have twice as many tiny victories
nice.
As you expect.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.